Blackstone Audio presents Paradise Lost, a poem in 12 books by John Milton. On Paradise Lost. When I beheld the poet blind yet bold, in slender book his vast design unfold, Messiah crowned, God's reconciled decree, rebelling angels, the forbidden tree, heaven, hell, earth, chaos, all, the argument held me a while, misdoubting his intent, that he would ruin, for I saw him strong, the sacred truth to fable and old song. So Samson groped the temple's post in spite, the world o'erwhelming, to revenge his sight. Yet, as I read, soon growing less severe, I liked his project, the success did fear, through that wide field how he his way should find, or which lame faith leads understanding blind, lest he perplex the things he would explain, and what was easy he should render vain. Or, if a work so infinite he spanned, jealous I was that some less skilful hand, such as disquiet always what is well, and by ill imitating would excel, might hence presume the whole creation's day to change in scenes and show it in a play. Pardon me, mighty poet, nor despise my causeless, yet not impious, surmise. But I am now convinced, and none will dare within thy labours to pretend a share. Thou hast not missed one thought that could be fit, and all that was improper dost omit, so that no room is here for writers left, but to detect their ignorance or theft. That majesty which through thy work doth reign draws the devout, deterring the profane. And things divine thou treat'st of in such state as them preserves and thee inviolate. At once delight and horror on us seize, thou sing'st with so much gravity and ease, and above human flight dost soar aloft with plume so strong, so equal, and so soft. The bird named from that paradise you sing so never flags, but always keeps on wing. Where couldst thou words of such a compass find? Whence furnish such a vast expanse of mind? Just heaven thee, like Tiresias to requite, rewards with prophecy thy loss of sight. Well mightst thou scorn thy readers to allure with tinkling rhyme of thy own sense secure, while the town bays writes all the while and spells, and, like a pack-horse, tires without his bells. Their fancies, like our bushy points, appear, the poets tag them, we for fashion wear. I too, transported by the mode, commend, and while I mean to praise thee, must offend. Thy verse, created like the
sample complete. Ready to continue?